How you doing, Deb?
What's up, Steve?
So they scored 13 points first half. You guys came out of the second half, 3 points, 3 interceptions. Talk about that a little bit.
Really, we were angry at ourselves. You know, the first 3 points they got was a penalty on us that extended the drive on a third down stop. Then even, you know, in the red area, we held them to 3 on a sudden change. And then the touchdown, you know, myself and Duran, just we could have got ourselves in a better defense. So going into halftime, we just looked at each other like, we just got to play better, do what we're supposed to do, and make them earn it, you know. So we did that. We did a better job of that. But they came and they fought hard. You know, I think they came and tried to play a complete game as a team. And we had to battle through some ups and downs. That's what the playoffs are about, you know, finding a way to win.
I wanted to ask about your interception. It seemed prior to the play, the outside receiver wasn't really covered, and then you moved someone out, and then the inside receiver came off and it looked like he was uncovered. Was that something that you kind of baited?
Nah, we just Ero thought we were in one coverage, and I checked it, and just getting them lined up to the coverage we wanted to be in. That's all that was, so... it was just me changing the coverage and getting it, me and Duran getting it to everybody. So he started off thinking it was one thing. Then, no, we checked it, and we got to a defense.
You got a really good break on that ball. Was that delayed at all once you saw him uncover at the second level?
No, it was just a little bit of what we do coverage-wise. So it was kind of – I knew I had to get on him tight. You know, he's a go-to guy in that situation. I think it was third down. So just trying to stay tight on him and – I was able to make a play on the ball.
Devin, how pleased were you with the pressure you guys were able to exert? Really from the start, Logan got to the quarterback on corner blitz. You did it a lot with games and twists, sometimes with just a 3 or 4 man rush. So you did it in different ways. How pleased were you with the pressure?
Yeah, those guys have been getting after the quarterback. You know, I think we've gotten a lot of people have said how bad we are rushing the passer. I guess they'll evaluate this and they'll probably still say we're bad at it, but. We know what we can do up front, and, you know, I think it's the back end talking to the front and the front end talking to us, and we just keep everybody going. And when they're able to get after the quarterback and we feel that, you know, and they're getting after it, we're just trying to make good plays in the back end. And, you know, really, you know, my interception was a ball that was behind. You know, Logan's was a high ball. Duzo, that comes from the front. That's the front causing pressure, making sure the quarterback's not just back there and feeling comfortable. That's them. So it's always, when you're playing good in the secondary, you get interceptions. It's usually because those front four, the front seven are doing a good job. So complimentary football, and that's the way we've been winning, and we got to continue to do that.
Devin, when you see Deion Lewis taking 98 yards to the house, what does that do for your football team?
Oh, it gets us going. You know, I was happy he had enough gas to finish it off. But we know him back there in the open field, he's tough to tackle. And made a great play. Anytime you can score points and not be on offense, it gives the team a huge boost. So that was a big play for us. And we just got to build off that and special teams. And we work out these things every week. So it was good just to see it pay off and get a big return like that.
And, Devin, you obviously know exactly how hard or pretty much how hard Deion has worked to get himself back. He had a bit of a setback in the spring. And to get to this level, what does it say about his work ethic and that the team and Bill trust him in a situation like this?
Yeah, he's one of our guys, man. He's a key guy on this team. In college, he played in the Big East, man. They make us tough. So he did a great job, I think, just working all offseason, giving himself a chance to, when called on, be ready to go. And he's a veteran player now. He understands what it takes to play in these games. And I think overall as a teammate, you're just happy to see him out there and looking good and, you know, creating big plays for us.
Final question?
Thank you.
All